Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest tonight is Democratic County Chairman Jack Flynn. And Jack is going to talk about, you know, Election Day and what's transpired in the County Democratic Committee since we last spoke. So, Jack, are you happy with what you see?
Yes, I do. The committee right now has a lot of new, energized people in the committee. I think there's the last meeting we have, I asked the committee to stand up. I think there's probably about 50, 60 new people that are really want to get involved in the Democratic Party. And then we've got many other volunteers that, you know, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they go to Democratic headquarters doing phone banks. So, yeah, we got a lot of energy, and a lot of people are really trying to get the vote out for the general election this year, because it's a very key election. People don't realize, yeah.
You got elected to a second term as chairman. Are you enjoying your position?
Enjoying? That's a nice term. I wouldn't say I'm enjoying it, but I do like the challenges. I do like the challenge of bringing the party together. I do like the challenges of getting more people involved, you know, and everybody asks me all the time, what's your goal? My goal is to increase voter turnout. You know, when you have races locally, nationally, voting turnout should be at least 80, 90%. That's how it used to be, you know, and that's my goal, mm-hmm. to get it up. Obviously, I have candidates that would like to win, but at the end of the day, voter reach out, you know, getting people registered, getting them to the polls. That's really my main focus. You know, when you have 20-25% of people that come out and vote in these elections, that's sad. So we got to do better as a party. Mm-hmm. Can we increase that? And I think this is the year, because, you know, as this year in the Senate, it's a big race in the Senate. We need to flip the Senate for economics for Albany County and all the upstate counties. So people don't realize that this race is really kind of more important in the presidential race when it comes to economic money. As you know, Cynthia, to come to Albany County, into the city of Albany. You know, as you know, I'm a common council member, too. We need to get that Democratic Senate our way. You know, if you have to do a job and money coming to the local. You understand?
Mm-hmm. So, Albany County, or the city of Albany, I should say, has mm-hmm. been a one-party town for a long time. Do you think the fact that it's a one-party town that people say, oh, I'm not going to vote, you know, it doesn't matter anyway. My candidate is going to win.
Well, I had this discussion, it's funny to say that, the other day about somebody. They're like, the voter turnout in the city of Albany is going to be low. They said, you know what, the voter turnout is going to be the same or higher because people in the city of Albany are used to the primaries being the normal election. But now, so you're going to get those same people, and we as a party are reaching out to those people through phone banks and mailers. So one of my goals is to, like I said, focus on those people that come in the primary but don't normally vote in the generals to get them out. So I do think voter turnout is going to be a little higher because of some of the mailers going to be doing, some of the voter turnouts, some of the ads on, you know, not necessarily in the city of Albany, but some of the ads for other races are really focusing on voter turnout. But yeah, historically, the general is not as high in the city of Albany, but I think this year may be different. Because we do have candidates running for judge for seven counties, so there are some races. You know, Pat Fahey does have a candidate. You know, Neil Breslin does have a candidate. So, you know, and Conkle does have a candidate. You know what I mean? So there are a lot of candidates out there.
Right. But, the fact that Albany has been in Democratic hands forever. And the Republicans really haven't, from what I can see, have not really made an effort to become a second viable party in the city of Albany. What do you think that is?
Well, what I think it is, I think there's a lot of people from down south. I think there's a lot of people that are moving into the city that like the democratic values of Albany County. I mean, if you look, and I can use this as an example, Cynthia, I tell people this all the time. The average house in the 8th Ward sells in 9 days. So that means people are moving out, but people are moving in. I think we're really getting new, younger people to move into the city that really like the democratic principles and see where the city is actually going from its equity agenda, from its, you know, downtown arts and culture. I think there's a lot of people that really see that as an attribute to the city of Albany. You know, like I said, people complain all the time about the taxes, but Cynthia, the numbers are that people are moving out, but the same people are moving in. I have people in the 8th Ward that houses go on sale for, let's say, for argument's sake, $150,000. You got three or four people bidding on it for $160,000, $165,000. So the market is really actually going pretty well in the city if you ask realtors. And obviously you can see with the apartment market, you know, people are moving into the city of Albany. So there's a misconception. People are like, oh, people are moving out because of the taxes. That's not true. I mean, the facts speak for itself. And like I said, I thought the same thing, Cynthia, but I went to a realtor. I said, what's the deal? He said, Jack, they go like hotcakes. 3 days, 2 days, they're out of sale. So I do think there's a group of people that really enjoy the walkability of the city. You know what I mean? I do know, like I said, I have no interest in ever moving out of the city. I like the highways. I like the walkability. I like the restaurants right near me. And I think there's still a lot of people that feel that same way, to have that city culture rather than the suburb culture.
Right. But my question was, why do you think the Republicans have not tried to build up the party in the city of Albany?
Because I think they feel the same way that I do. There's a lot of new people that are coming in that are Republican-oriented. And I think, you know, we as a city, we're doing pretty good keeping the, you know, Democratic values. You know, obviously you know that the whole Common Council is all Democratic.
Right.
So, you know, I do know the city does have a Republican committee, but I just don't think they feel they can get it going. And they probably choose to focus on other areas throughout the county, as you know.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
There's other races that I believe the party can focus on, the Republican Party. But I don't think that's the main focus in the city of Albany.
One big thing that I read like a week and a half ago was those games that are coming into Albany, and it's first of its kind. It's the Aurora Games.
Oh yes,
and it's going to be at the Tribune Center. What do you
think
about great. That?
What do I think? I think it's great.
Okay,
I believe it's a newer organization of female athletes that are competing at the highest level. You know, how can you not like it? You know, it's obviously going to bring economic development. It's going to bring hotel tax. You know, I know we were talking on the Common Council about hotel taxes, about getting more revenue. You know, it'll bring obviously life downtown Albany. So the county and the city is going to love it. Anytime you have events that have chosen Albany as their place, it's a plus-plus. It's kind of like the Maccabi Games. The Maccabi Games were here last year from the Jewish. So obviously, you know, these events that are very democratic are great for the city of Albany and the county. You know, you got the Maccabi Games, you know.
The draw for the Times Union Center was the renovations that the Times Union Center had made. And I've been trying to reach Sam Stein to ask him, because that's his district, and to ask him how he feels about the Aurora Games. But one thing, you know, not to put a damper on the fact that, you know, it's drawing people. When it's drawing people, you know, it's a strain on the sewage system. And
yes.
I live right next to Lincoln Park.
Yep,
and I'm not too happy. I'm not that happy about having a sewage treatment plant right in my backyard.
Now, have you gone to all the hearings and everything? Listen to Joe Coffey about the
reasons? Yes,
reason?
I have.
Yeah.
Yes,
you're still
I have.
Up in the air about it, right? You're still up in the air about it.
Right. So, you
know. Yeah, I know is Joe Coffey is probably one of the most, in my mind, Joe Coffey, Mayor Sheen hiring Joe Coffey is one of her best hires that I think she has done because of his knowledge of his years in the city of Rome. I think he's unbelievable. So, you know, I'm not a sewage person, but I know that his resume, his his ability, I think, to do what's best for the residents is, you know, I'll take his word on it. You know, even though they know, is there another debate or a forum? Is there another one coming up at all? Or?
Mm-hmm.
There is, right?
Yeah, there's going to be meetings, I think, at Hackett for like in a couple of months, and that ought to be pretty interesting. So I will be going to those.
Yeah,
meetings.
I think I'm going to try to go to the next one if they have.
Uh huh.
Like I said, Joe Coffey. Now, you know, as far as people have said, he's one of the best hires Mayor Sheen has done.
So you, the Democratic Party is having an event this Friday, and that's
At the Pauly's Hotel. I actually it's the 25th. This band that travels, they're from Boston. They travel to Democratic areas to play for the community, and they were just in Ohio, they were just in Pennsylvania, and so they want to come into Albany and play, so that they said to me they want to help get the voter turnout, like you said to me. I think these things, these energized of bands coming from Boston that have played is great for the community. So I'm just trying to promote it out, people come out and enjoy themselves, to relax.
Now, that's this coming Friday, correct?
Yeah, this Friday at Pauly's Hotel.
Okay.
You know, Pauly's Hotel has always been a place where bands are in, so it should be fun.
So that's on the 26th.
Yeah,
so
at 8 o'clock.
So what else? Right. So what else is new as far as Democratic politics is concerned?
Right now we're trying to we've got two judges running for Supreme Court, Peter Lynch and Peggy Walsh. It's a 7-county race, so we've got two people from Albany County that are vying for that position against Judge McCarthy. So that's key. Aiden O'Connor has part of Albany County. He's running against Cliff Kay. I don't believe he's ever had a Democrat in that seat. That was Lopez's seat. But Aiden O'Connor lost by 100-some-odd votes, so that's a seat that we're hoping we can win. Pat Strong, running out of Gilliland and Kingston, the Joe Dramador seat. That's another seat that the Democrats could possibly win, like when T-Chot ran. So Delgado, obviously, you've got Aaron Glad. I think Aaron Glad can win that seat to turn the flip the Senate. That's Kathy Marchione's seat that's open. But, you know, it seems like Delgado, as I was saying earlier, Delgado and Faso's getting a lot of attention, but we really need to focus on the Senate seats to flip the Senate so that the, you know, Albany County and upstates can receive more funds and more jobs if we flip the Senate to Democratic. So in my mind, I'm looking at some of those Senate races that we can go Democratic. I think we have a chance to win, you know, 32, you know, 29 or whatever. You know what I mean? I think we can get one or two to take the lead, which would be great for Albany County because we got Neil Breslin. Hopefully he can get a leadership role, and that would be another plus for Albany County. So, that's you know, like I said, I look at it, what's best for Albany County and the city of Albany to get us more funds from the state. Because I worked for the legislature. I worked for years, and there's definitely money out there.
Okay. So if somebody wants to become involved with the Democratic Party, how can they do so?
They can call headquarters at 518-438-8282. They can email me. They can message me on Facebook. Like I said, right now it's Monday night, and there's probably about 20 people at Democratic headquarters right now doing phone banks for Pat Strong, Delgado, you know, right now as we speak. So actually, I just left there a while ago and to make sure everything's organized. So like I said, we've got about 2 weeks to go. We have some people that like to drive people to the polls. You know, we do have that at headquarters. But phone banking is the key, and going out and to the polls to make sure people get out there and the elections run fair.
Now, when you won your second term as council chairman, did you think that there was a possibility that you would have an opponent that was going to run against you, or did you realize that you were going to run unopposed?
Yeah, I'm the first one to run opposed in years. I people ask me why did I run an opposed. You know, I think one of the reasons I said it, I've been very open and been very fair. I do everything kind of by the books. You know, I look at the bylaws. There's anything I've done is not behind the, you know, behind the scene or nothing's out there. I've anybody that's come to the office, I've listened. I've granted people things that you know. I have a very good demeanor about myself about making feel that everybody is included in the party. You know, even when it comes from old school conservative Dems and new progressives, come up with that philosophy. But you know, I've really been able to keep everybody happy at base, and obviously we still got our little fractions within the party. But at the end of the day, I think everybody feels I'm doing a pretty good job with keeping the party intact right now.
Great. So, in our closing moments, Jack, is there anything that you would like to relate to the public, say to the public about, you know, whether it be elections, whether it be politics, whatever is on your mind?
The one thing that I say is on my mind is this is a very important election. I know people like to come out in the presidential year, but at the end of the day, your trash, your taxes, your tax cap, is state-oriented. We really got to focus on coming out for these state races and local elections. And I keep preaching that the local elections are the most important elections to people's lives. Your garbage, your streets, mm-hmm. your taxes, you know, your parks, your potholes. These are things that your local government does, not the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. So when you come out strong and pick the candidate that's going to be best for you. So hopefully that the percentage is like 80, 90, 100%. In voter turnout. Just come out. Just vote, please.
So give us the details of Friday again. It's going to be at Pauly's.
Yeah, it's at Pauly's on Central Ave. We got three bands that are coming from Boston. Should be fun. You know, Pauly's is, you know, great bar back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Trying to get it back. And it's a $7 donation at the door. And should be a good time. It's blues. Really good blues. Blues band.
Great. So hopefully a lot of people will come out, and you'll be there, right?
Yes, I'll be there. I'll be there, and I hope the candidates come there, and they can speak, they can meet the candidates, talk about their views and everything. Sometimes
okay.
It's good to have just a fun night. You know what I mean, Cynthia? Nice fun night.
That's great. Thanks, Jack.
Maybe
we'll talk after
yes.
November, and you can share with me your thoughts about
that. Yep. Absolutely, Cynthia. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Okay. You've been listening to Jack Flynn, who is the Democratic County Chairman in Albany County. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thanks, Jack,
thank you, Cynthia.
For being
thank you, Cynthia.
Focus on
Albany. See you down this week, Cynthia.
Okay, and thank you everybody for listening. Have a good night. Bye.